Getting out and promoting our U.S. meat products is the goal of this organization. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely, buy registered Angus bulls. The U.S. Meat Export Federation is out consistently, constantly pushing and promoting the products that we have here in the U.S. Beef, pork, and lamb. Dan Hallstrom is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And we talk about the importance of our trade mission trips.
You know, you guys out there promoting the products that we have, this is things that doesn't happen overnight at all.
No, it takes years and years of work. And it's like anything, you know, you need to develop relationships. You need to knock on those doors. And it's amazing the number of relationships that started that way. And here, 20, 30 years later, these buyers are still buying U.S. products. That's really the key.
Yeah, and to keep them buying those products.
Yep.
And I know there are challenges. You and I have talked about that. You know, we take for granted all the behind-the-scenes things going on with these trade tariffs, all the different, red tape that's got to get put in place in order to get these products overseas.
Yeah, it's not as simple as you just quote a price, sell it, and ship it. I mean, it might have been that way 30, 40 years ago, but now you get politics involved, you have ulterior motives with buyers when prices are too high, they're trying to find a reason to reject it. This is all, and then of course you got the fact that a lot of this is happening 5, 6, 7,000 miles away. You know, we've developed an infrastructure. USDA has an infrastructure, FAS posts around the world that we tap into, we the industry tap into. So the more success we have, the more of these obstacles, call them non-tariff trade obstacles, that pop up.
With your Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Lundberg.